Okay, this poem's called The Lion and Albert, and we're going to bring in some sound effects to this poem. What I'd like you to do is to clap on key words, and the key words are the name of the boy, Albert, and any other animal, the name of any animal. Okay, so are we ready? Yes, fantastic. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with a horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean. The waves, they were fiddling and small. There were no wrecks and nobody drowned. In fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where there's lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches too. There was one great big lion called Wallace. His nose was all covered with scars, and he lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they were ferocious and wild. No. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway the brave little fellow, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with the horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, for giving a kind of a roll, he pulled Albert inside the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole.